And as I rushed him to the hospital in a car that had no horn, I blew red lights. And God, he brought me through it safe. You know what? I don't feel that that was like sin, okay? I have liberty in Christ to, is it, you know, like it says, is it, what Jesus said, you know, is it lawful to save life on the Sabbath? Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath? Or to take it, to do bad, or to take life, you know? Or to let people suffer? Again, you know, to save life, I did what I did. You know, if I had been taken to the court, if a cop had, like, followed me to the hospital and realized what was going on, you know, and let me deliver my son, who survived, thank God. But he stopped breathing in the car, okay? That's when I blew the red light. Let's say I'd been arrested afterwards, or given a ticket, brought to court. I would ask for a jury trial. There's not a jury in this land who would have convicted me. There's not a jury in this land. Because men would know the justice of it, okay? But still, just because I have that liberty, doesn't mean it's... Now, let's say a town here, speed limit's 30. I say, well, in Christ, I got liberty. I can just go 40. And let's say, you know, no cop around. You know, there's only one cop in my little town. I would go wheeling around town 40 miles an hour. Never hurt anyone. Never get a ticket. I got liberty. But people would get to looking at me. That jerk. He's always flying around town. What is he? Just an idiot? You know, and they look and speak evil of me because of my behavior. You know, it says in Christ we are to have, you know, especially people who are occupying higher offices in the church, that we need to have a good report of them that are without. So let them speak evil of us falsely. But though I do not let anyone outside condemn me or convince me of sin in Christ, yet even so, here it says, we should obey every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or the governors, as them that are sent to them, for the punishing of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Everything that is in that realm of punishing doing evil and praising them that do well. You say, well, what if I just go a little fast? You know what? It's like, I see that. I see how it is. There is liberty. In fact, in the world, they even let you go a little faster, right? But be wise. I'm not subject to bondage, but I am subject to ordinances for the Lord's sake. I mean, consider how you appear to other men. Meaning, you know, like, let's say on the highway, yeah, everyone's going 70 in a 65. You don't necessarily want to be the one guy going 50 over there, you know. And then now people are looking at you like an idiot for going so slow, right? And they're looking at your Jesus bumper sticker and mocking Christ. But again, you know, let us stand out for righteousness, not stand out for being something less than that. Even in the eyes of the world. So again, the purpose of these ordinances is for the punishment of evil and for the praise of good. And as much as the laws are doing that within reason, and in as much as it does not violate our faith, we are to obey them. Verse 15, for so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. So let me use the people use their liberty that they could, and it's a cloak. You know, they say, oh, no one's going to convince me of sin, as they do things and speak things hurtful. You know, rude humor, you know, mocking people. Doing all kinds of things and thinking, oh, you know, I'm not condemned. As you're doing, you know, the word maliciousness, you say, well, I'm not being malicious. What it means is cockiness. Cockiness is kaka, the Greek word. It is, you know, bad in the sense of all, it is The breaking up of what is good, you know, that is injurious. Malice, maliciousness that he's saying that we're supposed to lay, it is this badness. It's not for good, you know? Ikakas is the opposite of what is good. Not necessarily mean like the sort of cruelty of thought. Don't see, again, now you're excusing yourself. Well, I'm not being cruel. I'm just sort of got this attitude thing going on. Yeah. We're free, right? But don't use your liberty for a cloak. I have liberty. I can just do as I please. Yeah, when it's just, you're just really just serving your lust, actually. I don't have to set out early to be on time. I can just zip around town. The laws don't apply to me anymore, you know. Well, my neighbors do it. What about the little old lady who's offended all those neighbors? You know, let us be spoken well of. God wants us by well-doing to put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Okay? Let them speak evil of us really falsely. If you give them room, you're gonna cause the name of Christ to be blasphemed. Because Christ has put his name on you. A heavier burden lays on you. You know, some things in the New Testament, a lot of the righteousness we obtain is not by legalistic means. When it comes to the ordinances of man, even in that, God gives you grace. So that you can obey the laws that you find so grievous to obey. Verse 17, honor all men, or honor all, as men is added, it's a figure of speech, ellipsis, where you supply the, now actually I don't know if that's an ellipsis, I shouldn't get into fancy words. Whatever. Honor all people. Meaning kings, governors. Give them their due is what that means. Jesus will say, I honor them with, you know, I mean, not with the, you know, meaning, again, honor your father and mother is to what? Obey them when you're young. And he defined this in Timothy and Titus, you know, and to take care of them when they're old. And that's how it's defined, the honor of them. How do you honor God?